Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, May the 14th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now onto the synopsis of today's show. Well, I'm going to talk first about what is obviously very important to all of us in terms of the knowledge we acquire, which is to say, it's not really so much what you know as the means by which you came to know it. And that's something that is not often considered by people who have a tendency to just believe whatever they read or hear or see on TV. So we're going to talk about that for a while at the beginning of the show. I've been wondering recently about how we explain our obsession with relatively low-risk dangers and our collective blindness to manufactured or marketed scourges that kill tens of thousands of people annually. So I'm going to draw your attention to this because it's a really unpleasant fact to have to come to terms with, that we give priority to all the wrong things. And I think you'll get it fairly and squarely once you've heard what I have to say. Then I'm going to talk to you about a family which was ripped apart by the so-called justice system. It's a true story, and it's so incredible that I fear that you might have a tendency to disbelieve it, but it's absolutely true, and it comes next on my lineup. Then I'm going to talk about the risks inherent in the new monetary and financial instruments that have been issued onto the market in the last 10 years. People have no idea what it is they're dealing with, and of course, it's obviously something which is important. For the first time in history, the combined financial arms of the state, the Treasury, and the Fed will be selling government debt, both existing and new. There is malice in these sales, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to talk to you and bring you up to date with what's at stake here. Well, I've talked a lot on the show about pension problems, but I'm not altogether sure that the issues are clear. So what I'm going to do next is to take the case of one particular company and follow its vicissitudes to see where things are, in fact, going so terribly wrong. Then we need to talk more about the US withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear deal. We've known that it was going to happen. Now it's happened. We can see that the dangers are really much more acute than we might have imagined. So many people wonder when the American state reached its highest level of power and prestige. And I think that the answer to that is 1991. There you are, there's the answer to the question. And I will talk about why that is and what happened before we finish, probably, with the response of the federal judge T.S. Ellis III to a squad of prosecutors from Robert Mueller's office who are trying to gain some kind of support for their case against Paul Manafort. So that will end our show today. All things being equal, of course, I still have lots of problems. We have just had elections in Malaysia. The new ruling party has just issued two public holidays consecutively, i.e. yesterday and today, and as luck would have it, I'm trying to get some spare parts for the equipment that was destroyed in the thunderstorm we had last week, where we received a direct hit of lightning. So until I get those, I'm sort of flying blind in terms of how much there is to talk about. So please forgive me if things don't go quite according to plan. Anyway, with that, ladies and gentlemen, and it being Monday and a beginning of another week, let me wish you all the best for the week. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye and see you again on Friday.